With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana lawmakers are meeting in the state capitol this week for an unusual gathering to study budget, tax, and policy trends. The week will include debate about moving the state towards annual legislative sessions and changing other legislative processes. MTPR's Corin Cates Carney reports.
The legislative week is giving lawmakers training and deep dives on tax policy and government trends that time wouldn't allow during the state's biennial legislative sessions. Lawmakers' work week will include briefings questioning if the state's current tax structure needs to change to keep up with Montana's changing economy. No policy is expected to be passed this week because lawmakers are not in session, but legislators are expected to talk about the merits of moving toward annual legislative sessions and other potential changes to the legislative process. The public will have a chance to weigh in on lawmakers' study of that issue Tuesday morning. A last-minute addition to the legislative week is a checkup on an ongoing disagreement between the governor's office and legislative auditors. The governor's office says $88 million in state infrastructure projects are on hold because of an audit showing potential significant errors in Montana's Medicaid system. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Authorities have recovered the bodies of four people from the wreckage of a small plane that crashed north of Billings. Yellowstone County Sheriff Mike Linder says the bodies were taken to the morgue in Billings and autopsies are planned today to identify them. The Federal Aviation Administration says a single-engine Cessna 182 crashed Saturday evening and was found the next day. Linder told the Billings Gazette it appears the airplane hit an anchoring wire of a 200-foot mountaintop antenna before it went off an edge and down the side of the mountain. A chalet in Glacier National Park is taking reservations for the first time since a wildfire gutted the structure. National Park Service officials say the Sperry Chalet Dormitory fell prey to a wildfire in August 2017 and required a reconstruction of the facility. The Park Service authorized at least $12 million to rebuild the chalet, which is located at the end of a nearly 7-mile hike in the park. The chalet will be available for stays from July 18th to September 13th. A Montana man has pleaded not guilty to a new homicide charge in a fatal shooting from last March. Two people died and two people were wounded, including a Montana Highway Patrol trooper. The Missoulian reported Thursday that 28-year-old Jonathan Albert Birch now faces two counts of deliberate homicide and two counts of attempted deliberate homicide in the March shooting. Prosecutors say Birch was charged in another count of deliberate homicide when another injured person later died in June from gunshot wounds suffered during the shooting. Birch is scheduled for trial in August. Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has closed his congressional campaign account and given nearly all of the fundraising cash that was left to a charitable foundation he started and his wife runs. Federal Election Commission reports show that Zinke, a former Republican U.S. representative from Montana, terminated his campaign account earlier this month. The last transaction is a December 8th payment of nearly $12,000 to the Great Northern Foundation. Zinke founded that nonprofit organization to maintain a park in Whitefish. Zinke said Monday that he's not worried about the appearance of giving his campaign funds to the foundation because, quote, "you do right and fear no one," unquote. About 120 of the state's 150 legislators were expected to gather in Helena for legislative week starting Monday. The Great Falls Tribune reported that lawmakers have scheduled several interim committee meetings this week and what they describe as a way of trying out meetings every year. The Montana legislature now meets in a 90-day session every other year, but a bill passed last year asks lawmakers to consider changing that to annual 45-day sessions. About two dozen meetings are planned this week, including training sessions and a dinner for legislators. 13% of the white-tailed deer in Libby could be infected with chronic wasting disease, the highest prevalence rate in the state. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says sampling efforts this fall were able to determine that prevalence is almost three times the agency's threshold for more aggressive management actions. FWP has already been trapping deer in town in an effort to reduce deer numbers that could fuel the disease's spread. The agency now hopes to get permission from the State Wildlife Commission to sell an unlimited number of B white-tailed deer tags in order to increase harvest outside of town in the coming years. FWP's Neil Anderson says the disease is much less common just outside of town, and that it will be up to the city to manage deer numbers within city limits.
We'll try to work with them to the best of our abilities on how to conduct the operations of that plan. So I think there's a lot of those details that haven't been figured out yet.
Libby City Manager Jim Hammond says he isn't surprised by the high prevalence rate in town. He says there's lots of food sources like fruit trees and few predators to keep the herd in check. That overpopulation in deer, Hammond says, is increasing the disease's spread.
I know that there was people that had felt that there was something going on around here with the deer population. That, you know, they called them zombie deer over the years.
Hammond says the city council is working on a management plan, but it could be some time before it's hammered out. It's unclear whether the city will adopt FWP's approach of trapping and euthanizing deer in town, or if it might take a more aggressive approach. Matt Dunphy with the national group CWD Alliance says urban settings can leave few options to reduce deer numbers.
When you add in small plot sizes of backyards, deer that are very used to humans, deer that can escape easy, the issues of trying to get permission to take deer or manipulate the habitat, yes, it makes all of our management techniques much more difficult.
City officials in Libby will meet later this week to review what other cities around the country have done. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.